Josh Foltz, Neil Davey, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Yeah, it's an honor.
Now, Fort Wayne's premier craft beer festival is on the near horizon. It's the 19th annual, in fact. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Tell me, what's the secret of the staying power for craft beers themselves and this kind of a celebration here in Fort Wayne?
You know, it's been growing. Those whole 19 years started in our parking lot at Mad Anthony. Just a few breweries, everybody knowing each other at that time. And from there, it's just growing and growing and growing into what it is now.
Yep. As Josh was mentioning, a lot of the family of craft breweries back in 1998 when it started, you had to come far and wide to kind of come to this thing. Now with 30 breweries in Indiana just 5 years ago, now we're at 150. There's quite a few more that are out there. And so it really made sense for us to highlight all these Indiana breweries just very proudly. So we kind of get the whole family together, as we say, brothers and sisters in the industry. And we treat them right. We have them for a golf outing on Friday and pre-party Friday night. We do the fest on Saturday, post-party Saturday night, and everybody limps home on Sunday. So it's all about treating the breweries right, and they have a blast that weekend, and it really shows when the guests come to taste the beer to interact with those brewers.
That's great, and it's a wonderful description you give of the whole family affair. And let's talk about all those sisters and cousins that you reckon up by dozens and the aunts that are the beer lovers. Why do you think we have such a wonderful contingent of people in the area that love the beers that these crafters are making?
Well, with Mad Anthony been around since 1998, we're going into our 19th year as a brewery, so I know we've been literally holding down the fort for craft beer for a long time, but Blaine Stuckey, Todd Grantham, and Jeff Niels have been trying to get a lot more breweries into the city of Fort Wayne for many, many years, and so much has changed since 5 years ago with Summit City Brew Works and Trouble and Bird Boy and Junk Ditch and all these great breweries and even more that are going to be coming out here soon. You know, we want to make sure that we include all those guys. We get everybody a part of it, but it's fantastic to see all these local groups that are proud of their local beer connections, buying growlers and sharing it with folks when they come into town. Since we're the crossroads of America, state of Indiana is, Fort Wayne is definitely has a lot of that cross traffic from Chicago to Cleveland. And so we want to represent our state as best as we can.
Yeah, we want to show people what kind of community Fort Wayne and the rest of Indiana has. What a great brewing community we have in this area.
And the sophisticated taste, yes, for a sophisticated palate. I guess that's historical as well as in the present. Thank you guys for that. And as a sustainable business, Josh, I'll ask you, are the ingredients locally grown as well?
Yeah, we do get a lot of ingredients from local companies. Just recently, I made Anthony, we did a beer with some hops from Liberty Hop Farms. So local breweries do use local ingredients, and it just keeps the cycle going with our community.
And so by now, with the increase in brewers and craft beers, what kind of an impact does this make on our local, regional, agricultural economics, would you say? I mean, is it noticeable?
I'd say so. I think the statistic that a lot of local businesses will pull is that 68% of every dollar stays within the community. We always, you know, joke with folks like, hey, if you buy a beer at Mad Anthony or Bird Boy or Trouble, more of that money is going to stay in the local community, whether it's going to the local hop producers or it's going to go to Old Crown Coffee when we collaborate on coffee beers or things of that nature. It's best to send that money here to Fort Wayne instead of Milwaukee or Golden, Colorado or St. Louis, Missouri. And with our beer, we connect and collaborate with a lot of local restaurants, local liquor stores, and sell those beers there as well. So everybody kind of helps each other out that way.
Yeah. Keeping it local. That's the point. That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, now let's fast forward to the seasonally significant celebration. You've got 50 plus Hoosier breweries. They're serving 200 of their finest brews and hard ciders. Plus, you've got tasty local food. You've got tasty, wonderful musical fare. This is quite celebratory. Could one actually sample and savor most of all of that in a day? Come on, let's hear that.
I think if everybody were to get an ounce of every single beer that is provided, that would probably be over 15 pints worth.
So no.
We recommend that you pace yourselves, and you can go online to brewinthefort.com, where we have a map, so that way if you need to plan your route for that afternoon, you can see who you want to hit up, who you want to visit. And yeah, we will have, of course, plenty of great food to help soak
might
up.
Might not want to try every single bite of food either, but all the music. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Have all the music you want. Have all the food you want. But yeah, the beer, certainly. Make sure you enjoy it responsibly, of course.
Yeah, we like to say be responsible with your tasting.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And have a lot of fun. And walking around. Right. How does it fit the venue, Headwaters Park East?
So this is actually the first year that we're doing it at Headwaters Park East. We've always been on the west end.
Okay.
So a bit smaller space last year, moving into a larger space. Okay. So we're hoping to free up some space for some people to just have more breathing room, more people this year. Still hoping to keep that same small town feel, small brewfest feel to it. Still have all the fun that we've had over on the other side on the big side, just with more added
space. That's great. Who is your target market? Who are you looking to see here?
You know, we've seen a lot of younger people. So, you know, 21 to 35, 45. We've seen a lot of people coming into the craft brewing community at that age. And we've also seen a huge increase in women coming to events like this and just into craft beer. So it's super cool to see that happening.
We find that just sort of being in the industry, we're constantly talking about the marketing of craft beer, and that too often a lot of folks will sort of lean on the beer is for men and wine is for women.
Yeah.
And, you know, never the twain shall meet. And, you know, and we always joke about that with our customers. If somebody has the Ruby Raspberry Wheat and they say, well, that's really delicious. Like, I think my wife would like that.
Right.
And I say, well, I like it. You know, like, what's wrong with that? Yeah. You don't like fruit? Sure. It's good for vitamins and minerals. Like, you know, it's something that we craft the beer for everybody. So we want to make sure everybody's included in, you know, on the party.
Do you find that that goes also into the making of it? Maybe the home brewers, as well as are any of these breweries represented? Do they have women in the ownership or in the management or in the labor force of making the beer?
Well, yes, sir. Yeah. So we have at the festival this year, Girls Pint Out, fantastic group. They actually volunteer to assist us with the festival, as well as the Poor Misfits and the MASH, which is a local homebrew group. Girls Pint Out is all women.
Women who love beer.
That's right.
Brewing as well as enjoying it, if I understand
that
correctly.
Correct.
So yes, you've got their presence, and that's a grand presence to have. And they are certainly an active group. And as a matter of fact, do you get a lot of homebrewers or would be maybe going to be one day homebrewers there?
Yeah. We always ask the breweries to have people there that actually work in the brewery. So the people at the tables are going to be the actual brewers. They're going to be the owners. So it's a perfect opportunity for home brewers, for people that are just curious about beer to come to the fest and ask questions. It's an educational event as well as a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to enjoy the fest. We want people to learn about beer and learn about our Indiana community.
From the inside out and from the bottom up. And
exactly,
Or from the bottom of the beer stein up, maybe.
Yeah.
That's all would work. Also to note, you're partnering with Fort Wayne Trails this year, which is a fantastic cause. So how will this benefit them directly?
They've been awesome. We've loved working with them. So they have their own ticket. Portion of that ticket goes directly to them. They'll have their own tent where they have educational areas set up. We want to support the trails because the trails are for everybody. You know, it's a safe way to travel. It's good for our environment. Just the multiple ways that it benefits our community.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic cause, to be sure. Mm-hmm. Is this a rain or shine kind of festival?
It is.
It is, yeah.
We're hoping for, it's looking like it's going to be pretty beautiful out. So,
But
yeah, we are under that big side of Headwaters, under the pavilion. So,
so you're all covered,
No worries. We're hoping for sunshine and beautiful weather.
Now, I am curious, beyond the pure pleasure of just drinking and or making it, talking about it, are there other benefits of the local brewed beer?
Yes. I know we could talk all day about, you know, drinking local and supporting local, but at the end of the day, should just drink it because it tastes great. You know, I mean, you know, it's going to be more full flavored. The difference between a craft brewer and a macro brewer is that the beer is brewed for the people in mind. Those decisions and the things that we create are from the people up, not from the marketing meeting from the top down. So we hear a lot of the complaints and the insults, good and bad, about all of our beer, you know, across the craft beer community. And we hear those loud and clear.
People
and
take it personal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a talk point. Of course,
exactly.
Because they take it personal.
Yeah.
So is it a generational thing, the brewing of it for the home brewers and the drinking of it and even the craft breweries? Are you seeing maybe into a second generation yet, or do you anticipate it continuing on through the generations?
I think so. And and I think that it's, you know, not just a matter of like, well, you know, millennials are really taking on the craft beer, but the iGens aren't, or, you know, baby boomers are or aren't. At least in our community, I know a lot of our regulars. They come from all walks of life, all age groups. Craft beer is trying to include as many folks as possible. So yeah, I think we're not just a generational wave, but also I think we have past generations that are starting to get interested and intrigued by it as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you look at Indiana breweries as a whole, you've got Broad Ripple, Brewpub, breweries as old as that. And then you can see breweries like Hop River popping up. So there's a span of age ranges.
And that also sort of encourages people to join in and become the next generation of lovers as well as brewers. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you guys have a lot of pre-fest work to get back to with it happening right on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, last question. As Fortlanders and beer lovers, what makes Fort Wayne an especially great place to brew it, promote it, and enjoy it?
Mainly because it's home, and we like to drink when we're at home. I'd say it is about providing that service and creating something great in your own community. Yeah. And that's why Northeast Indiana is a great place to brew. And so is Indianapolis for the Indianapolis brewers that are coming up. And so is Bloomington and Evansville and all the corners of the state that are coming around. So we can't wait to show all that off to you folks on Saturday. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Josh Voltz and Neil Davey are longtime Fort Wayne beer lovers and coordinators of Brewed in the Fort Craft Beer Fest. Josh, Neil, thank you so much for sharing part of your busy day with us, and cheers to craft beers.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie.